Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Okay, so today we're tackling travel insurance. Specifically, we're going to be digging into all the info provided by Terric Tours. I mean, we all know travel can be a bit unpredictable, right? And we want to make sure you're prepared for whatever comes your way.
Exactly. And you know, with Terric Tours, their payment policies are non-refundable
Yeah.
and non-transferable. So you really want to understand travel insurance.
For sure. So let's kick things off with the basics. What exactly is travel insurance? Why is it so important?
Well, imagine this. You've been saving up for that dream vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You're all set to go, and then bam, family emergency. You have to cancel. Or maybe you get sick right before you're supposed to leave. Travel insurance is there to help you get those non-refundable costs back, you know, like your flights and hotels.
Makes sense. But couldn't you just use your regular health insurance?
Ooh, good question. You might get some coverage through your regular health insurance or homeowners insurance, but they often don't cover everything when you're traveling, especially internationally.
Right.
Travel insurance can really fill those gaps, like with emergency medical expenses or if your baggage gets lost or delayed. And you know, they even offer 24/7 assistance if you need help navigating a tricky situation, maybe in a foreign country.
Okay, that's helpful. It's
Yeah.
like that extra layer of protection, so you don't have to stress if something unexpected happens. So I was looking at Terric Tours' website, and they list 10 reasons to think about getting travel insurance. Some of their what-if scenarios are pretty wild. You know, like what if you lose your luggage and it
Right.
has your medication in it?
Oh, yeah, that would be
Or
awful.
what if you need to be medically evacuated? Or there's like a natural disaster that like messes up your whole trip.
I know it's scary to think about, but those are real possibilities, and it can get really expensive if you're not prepared. Like, imagine your passport and wallet get stolen
Oh my gosh.
in some like crowded market.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
It is, but that's when travel insurance can really help.
Okay, so it could help with like getting a new passport.
Yes. And emergency cash, rebooking flights, maybe even legal assistance if you need it.
Wow. Okay, so it sounds like that peace of mind is really
For
valuable.
sure.
Speaking of peace of mind, Terric Tours really pushes cancel for any reason insurance.
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
Okay, so cancel for any reason insurance is awesome for people who, you know, want that flexibility. Basically, it lets you cancel your trip for literally any reason, no questions asked.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and you can get a portion of your non-refundable expenses back.
So it's like an escape hatch.
Exactly. If something comes up, you're covered.
Okay, but there's got to be some limitations, right? It can't be that easy.
Yeah, you're right. It usually costs more than standard travel insurance. And while it covers a lot, there are some exclusions. Like during the pandemic, a lot of these policies didn't cover cancellations because of COVID. You know, it's really important to read the fine print.
Yeah. Always read the fine print. Okay, so that makes sense. It's not a magic solution, but it's definitely more flexible. But speaking of fine print, travel insurance documents can be pretty confusing. Like, how do you even begin to understand all that jargon?
I know it can be overwhelming. So before we get into specific companies, let's define a few key insurance terms you're going to see.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's learn the language, so to speak.
Exactly. So first up is premium. That's just the price you pay for the insurance policy. Think of it like your monthly gym membership.
Yeah. Okay. What about deductible? I've heard that term, but I'm not really sure what it means.
So deductible is how much you pay out of pocket before the insurance company kicks in. So say your deductible is $250 and your luggage gets lost, and it costs you $500 to replace it.
Okay.
You'd pay the first $250 and the insurance would cover the rest. Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
So a higher deductible usually means you pay less for the insurance, but then you got to pay more if you actually need to use it.
Exactly. And then there are coverage limits. This
Right.
is the max amount the insurance company will pay for something. Like, your policy might have a $5,000 limit for medical expenses. If your bills are more than that, you'd have to pay the difference.
Okay, so we've got premium, deductible, and coverage limits. Those are the big three, right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, it's also important to understand the types of coverage.
Okay.
You know, like medical coverage, trip cancellation and interruption, baggage, flight delay. Each one covers something different, and they all have their own benefits and limits.
Wow, there's a lot to think about.
Definitely. But don't worry, we're going to break it all down for you. And remember, Terric Tours says to act fast,
Yeah.
especially for that cancel for any reason insurance.
Yeah.
They actually say to stop and make this a task immediately.
Okay, noted. I'm writing that down.
Good, because there's usually a limited time to buy that kind of coverage after you book your trip. Got it. So let's say I've decided to get travel insurance.
Great.
But now there are so many companies and policies to choose from, it's overwhelming.
It can be. So Tarek Tours recommends starting with some reputable companies, you know, like TravelGuard, TravelX, Allianz, CSA, and TravelSafe. But you should do your own research, too, and compare policies. It's like buying a new pair of shoes. You wouldn't just buy the first pair you see, right?
Right, right. So these are good starting points, but not the only options.
Exactly.
And Tarek Tours also suggests using some keywords when we're searching online, like travel insurance companies, travel insurance, or travel protection.
Right. Those are good ones.
So it's kind of like being a travel insurance detective.
I like that. You got to find the right clues, do your research, make a smart decision.
Awesome. But remember, you're not alone in this investigation. We're here to guide you through it.
Exactly.
Okay, so I know Tarek Tours listed a few specific companies, but what are some of the things that actually differentiate these companies and policies? What should we be looking for?
Oh, that's a great question. And that's exactly what we'll be unpacking after a quick break. We'll dive deeper into the details of different travel insurance companies and policies so you can make an informed decision for your next adventure.
Okay, so we've got our travel insurance detective hats on.
Yeah.
Ready to investigate these companies.
Let's do it.
What are we looking for?
Well, it's really interesting how each company focuses on something a little different. You know, different travelers have different priorities.
Right.
Let's start with TravelGuard.
Okay.
They're known for their medical coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really strong. So if you're going on an adventurous trip, or maybe if you have pre-existing conditions.
Oh, yes, pre-existing condition. That's a good point.
Yeah.
How does travel insurance usually handle those?
Yeah, you always want to disclose any pre-existing conditions when you apply.
Hmm.
Some policies might not cover certain conditions. Some might charge you more, or some might require a medical waiver. It really depends.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Let's say you have asthma. Some policies will cover asthma-related medical expenses, you know, as long as your condition is stable. But some might say no respiratory issues at all.
So you really got to read the fine print.
Yes, especially with pre-existing conditions.
Okay, so TravelGuard for medical.
Right.
What about TravelX?
TravelX is great for trip cancellation and interruption benefits. If you're worried about things that might, like, force you to cancel or cut your trip short.
Oh, that's smart. What if something happens while you're already on your trip?
Uh-huh.
Like, you get sick or there's a natural disaster or something.
Yeah, that's where trip interruption coverage helps. It can cover stuff like rebooking flights, finding a place to stay, and even getting you back home.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay.
So we've got TravelGuard for medical, TravelX for cancellations. What about Allianz?
Oh, Allianz is a big one. They're known for having, like, really comprehensive coverage and good customer service, too.
So they're a good all-around option.
Yeah, pretty much. They have lots of different plans, so you can find one that, you know, fits what you need and your budget.
Okay, cool. Now, what about CSA Travel Protection? What makes them stand out?
Well, CSA is known for their customer service and their claims process.
Okay.
It's really fast and efficient. They also have some unique benefits like identity theft protection.
Oh, wow.
And even concierge services.
Concierge services. What's that? Like a personal assistant for your trip.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly that. They can help you with booking tours, finding restaurants, even arranging transportation.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least, we've got TravelSafe.
Yep. TravelSafe's good for travelers on a budget.
Okay.
They have, like, more affordable plans, but still with decent coverage. They're also known for having a really easy-to-use website.
So good for first-timers.
Yeah, for sure. They have a lot of helpful info on their website to guide you.
Okay, so we've got TravelGuard, TravelX, Allianz, CSA, and TravelSafe. That's a lot of information. How do we actually compare all these companies and policies?
I know. It can be tough. They don't always line up perfectly. The key is to think about what you need. What are your biggest concerns? What would make you feel most secure? Once you figure that out, then you can start comparing, like, coverage limits, deductibles, premiums, that kind of thing.
So let's say I'm a super planner and I'm worried about canceling my trip.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel for any reason would be a top priority for me.
But what if I'm more worried about medical emergencies?
Then you'd want a policy with high coverage limits for medical expenses.
Right.
Emergency evacuation, repatriation, things like that. And you might want to look into pre-existing condition coverage, too.
Okay, what if I'm just worried about losing my luggage? Like, I always overpack.
Then definitely focus on baggage coverage. You want high coverage limits for lost, stolen, or damaged luggage. And maybe check if they cover specific things like electronics, or sports equipment, if you travel with those.
Makes sense. What about flight delays? Those can be a nightmare.
Yeah, definitely. Flight delay coverage can help with expenses like meals and accommodations if your flight gets delayed for a while.
Okay.
Some policies even cover missed connections. So it really is all about finding the right coverage for you, for your trip, your style.
Exactly. But beyond the types of coverage, there are other things to think about.
Like what?
Like the company's reputation.
Oh, yeah.
Their customer service. Look for companies with good reviews, a claims process that's easy to understand, and 247 assistants.
Because when you're dealing with an emergency, you don't want to be messing around with a difficult insurance company.
Right. A good insurance company can make a huge difference when you're stressed.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So are there any, like, common misconceptions about travel insurance? What are some things people might not realize are covered or not covered?
Oh, there are a few. Like, some people think you only need travel insurance for international trips.
Oh, right, yeah.
But things can happen anywhere, you know, even in your own country.
That's true.
Domestic travel insurance can be really useful, too.
Okay, what else?
Another one is that people think travel insurance is, like, a luxury.
Yeah.
Only for people who can afford it. But honestly, it can be pretty affordable, especially when you think about how much travel mishap could cost you. And there are plans for different budgets.
That's true. Especially when you consider those what-if scenarios that Tarek Torres talks about.
Right. Those costs can add up fast. And another thing to remember is that your regular health insurance might not fully cover you when you're abroad. Travel insurance can fill those gaps. It's like an extra layer of security.
So you can relax and enjoy your trip.
Exactly. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on, like, fun experiences and souvenirs than medical bills?
Definitely.
Oh, and another thing to keep in mind, there are usually some exclusions.
Like what?
Like extreme sports or activities that are considered high risk.
So if you're going to be base jumping or something, you might need a special kind of insurance.
Yeah, exactly. Always read the policy documents carefully.
Okay, so it's not just about getting travel insurance. It's about getting the right travel insurance.
Yeah, for you, for your trip, your style.
Exactly. So what are some of the, like, most unique or unexpected things that travel insurance can cover?
Oh, some policies cover some really interesting stuff, like identity theft protection.
Wow, really?
Uh-huh. Or even pet care expenses if you have to cut your trip short. Or imagine this. You're on your honeymoon and you lose your wedding rings.
Oh, no.
Some policies will cover the cost of replacing them.
That's amazing. I had no idea. So it sounds like travel insurance is always changing, you know?
It is.
To keep up with travelers?
As we travel more and learn more about the risks, insurance companies come up with new solutions.
Okay, so we've talked about what to look for in a travel insurance policy. Any final tips for our listeners as they start their travel insurance search?
Absolutely. Remember, there's no one perfect policy for everyone.
Right.
It's about finding the right one for you.
So do your research, compare policies, and read that fine print.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Contact the company if you need help understanding something.
Always better to be safe than sorry.
Yes. And finally, remember that travel insurance is an investment.
An investment.
An investment in your peace of mind. It lets you relax and enjoy your trip knowing you're covered.
Okay, I love that. We've covered so much today, all the details of travel insurance, different policies, companies, and how the right travel insurance can actually make your trip better.
It can.
Less stress, more fun.
Exactly. And you can just focus on making those memories.
All right, so we talked a lot about the practical side of travel insurance, but what about the emotional side? Why is peace of mind so important when we travel? And how can the right coverage make our trips even better? We'll dive into that in our final segment. So we've talked about all the practical stuff, the coverage, the companies, the policies, but now I want to talk about peace of mind. Because really, isn't that what we all want when we travel? That feeling of freedom, of adventure, without having to worry about, like, what if?
Yeah, for sure. And travel insurance can actually make your whole trip better. When you have that peace of mind, you can really embrace the adventure. You know, step outside your comfort zone, make those memories without constantly worrying.
Yeah, you can just relax and be in the moment. You're not, like, checking your bags every 2 seconds or freaking out about every little thing.
Exactly. You can just enjoy it all. Think about it. You're exploring a market in Marrakech.
Mm-hmm.
You're haggling for souvenirs, trying new foods. It would be a shame to, like, ruin that with worry, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And I bet that peace of mind is even more important when you're with family,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially with kids or older parents.
Oh, absolutely. You want to make sure everyone's safe and having a good time. And when you're responsible for other people, it can definitely make you more anxious when you're traveling.
Right.
But if you know you're covered, you can focus on what matters. You know, spending time with your loved ones, making memories. Like, imagine you're hiking in the Swiss Alps with your family.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Wouldn't it be great to know you're prepared if someone gets hurt?
Yeah, definitely. It's about protecting the people you care about. So let's talk about Campbell for Any Reason insurance again. I feel like that would give you a lot of peace of mind, especially these days when things are so unpredictable.
Yeah, I think so too. It gives you that flexibility, knowing you're not stuck if something happens.
Right, and that can be so valuable. Like, think about those big trips, those once-in-a-lifetime adventures. You put so much into planning them. Time, money, energy.
Yeah, totally.
And Campbell for Any Reason insurance, it's like, it takes away some of that fear of, like, losing everything if you have to cancel.
Yeah, you can book that safari or that that expedition without worrying as much. It's like a safety net.
So it's not about, like, being negative or expecting bad things to happen. It's just about being prepared.
Exactly. It's about being smart and knowing you have options so you can enjoy the trip.
I love that. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. The practical details of policies, different companies, and how the right insurance can actually make your trip better.
It can.
Less stress, more fun. And I think that's a great takeaway for our listeners. Travel insurance, it's more than just a policy. It's an investment in peace of mind, so you can really embrace your adventures and make the most of your travels. Safe travels, everyone.